Hello everyone, and welcome to The Medium's View. The Medium's View was created with the intention to remove the myths and fears connected with the metaphysical world. If this is your first time joining us, my name is Gloria Wykend, and I am a spiritual medium and founder of the Spirit Education Center and Sanctuary located on a mountaintop in the heart of the Poconos in Pennsylvania. Today's live broadcast is entitled Angel Talk with Roseanne Turek. We encourage you to phone in with any questions or to join in the conversation anytime during this live broadcast. Please join Roseanne Turek on the first Monday of each month from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now, Angel Talk with Roseanne Turek. Enjoy the angel energy.
Hello, everyone. And I'm so happy to be back on the air or on the computer. New technology is just amazing. And for those of you who are new to the show, welcome. And for those of you who have been listeners in the past, I'm glad to be back. And I'm glad that many of you prompted me and asked many times to bring the show back. And I thank Gloria Wykend for doing that. Many of you who may not know that I am a certified evidential medium and a certified angel card reader. What I'll be doing here on this forum is sharing stories about the angels and passing on my knowledge and experiences with angels. I do not do any readings. However, if you need a little angelic advice, I certainly will do that because sometimes you need the right angel to intercede for you. You are also welcome to call in with any questions or stories about angels. The number to call is 646-478-3589. Also, I will be watching the chat room throughout the broadcast to see if anyone has questions or comments. Before I was thinking about all of this and spirituality. And years ago, I loved the angels. As a child, I was always enthralled by the stories in the Bible about angels. And in my adult years, I did have tarot cards. And growing up Catholic, that is very much frowned upon. So those tarot cards were hidden, and very few people knew I did that. But I always knew I was always protected by Jesus, that no harm would happen or come to me because I had wonderful guardian angels as well. But in my mid-30s, I was told that Spirit would speak to me by a spiritualist, and that really set me back on the path of, you know, what is psychic and, you know, what is mediumship. So I met a woman who was a reader. She's still alive, and I do send her healing prayers. And this woman had a circle to discuss exactly what my question was: what is psychic ability? And it was during that circle that I was introduced to angel cards. And they were the Archangel cards by Doreen Virtue. And it really gave me something that I truly connected to. And the woman who had the circle, she had said to me that I should get rid of the tarot, which now, I disagree with her reasoning then, but I listened, and she showed me her method of reading cards, and she read a regular deck of cards. And through the years, reading a couple books and then doing my own public readings, I kind of come up with my own system. So again, you know, I'm thankful for her and meeting her and her family and teaching me her method of cards. But now today I know I don't really need them. But the other gift that that circle had given me was the fact that I got to learn about angel card readings, archangels. So that's what this show is going to be based on, the Archangel deck by Doreen Virtue. So let me begin here by talking a little bit about God. So many will say that God is in charge. Well, yes and no. First of all, we pray to the saint or angel to intercede for us, putting in a good word for us. And secondly, God gave us free will. So the only way we can be helped is by asking God. The angels are guides and the saints to help. They are always there waiting to help us. So a lot of people deal with loneliness in this world. And I will always tell you that you're never alone. We have spiritual helpers and they're always there, but we do need to ask for help. They can't just run in front of us. We have to kind of ask for help so that they can get us out of a sticky jam. So we also have another little tool in spirit, and that's our loved ones. We can always ask our loved ones in spirit to help us as well, but do not confuse them with guides. Our guides we knew while we were on the other side or before we were born here onto this earth plane. Someone who lived while we lived here on the earth plane cannot be our guide. So there's always one in spirit and one here on the earth when it comes to guides. There are all kinds of angels that we can ask for help if we need some abundance, healing, we're moving, we need a little romance in our life, better health and fitness, if we just need to get out and get into nature or maybe even heal the earth. There's angels that can help with all those jobs. My favorite is to ask angels to help me find a good parking spot or to protect me while I'm driving, especially my son. He needs a lot of protection when he drives. We can also ask for prayers for our family and loved ones, kinds of angelic help out there. So another topic tonight that I also want to talk about is, first of all, just wishing all of the fathers out there an early Happy Father's Day. And with Father's Day comes our special saint, Saint Joseph, who was Jesus's father. And even though our Saint Joseph has a couple of roles, such as the carpenter and having a feast day for the worker, you know, he's also known as the patron of the Universal Church. And I think I was maybe in my adulthood when I truly realized how special Saint Joseph was or is. And what struck me the most is the fact that Saint Joseph was a stepfather. And in my adulthood, I have met many families who have adopted children, and comparing them to my own experience of having a child, there's no difference. The love is there. Whether the family, the mother created the child from her own body, or if she was able to choose a baby or be lucky enough to be the next on a list to adopt a child. And it really hit home for me that just knowing that St. Joseph was a stepfather and that I guess you can't refuse God, but he always had that opportunity to do so, but yet he didn't. And it's kind of disappointing that there isn't a whole lot said about St. Joseph. You know, there's not a lot of Bible stories. We do know that he was compassionate and caring. When he discovered Mary was pregnant, you know, he understood that the child was not his, but yet he stood by there and just supported her. So, you know, for all of those, you know, that are dads or stepdads or adopted a child, kudos to all of you, and I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day in a couple weeks. So tonight, let me get back a little bit to the angels, and I believe that I chose the angel Ariel, Archangel Ariel, as my angel of the night. And one of the things, or one of the cards, is prosperity. And many of us these days certainly are ready to welcome prosperity. And we can always ask Archangel Ariel to intercede for us. And part of abundance is about the law of attraction. So if you don't quite know what the law of attraction is, it talks about our thought and our words, how we feel. What we want to do is change our energy. So, you know, if we have lack of money, what we want to do is change our thought pattern to abundance, that I'm ready for abundance. I'm ready to accept blessings from spirit or blessings from God. So a lot of people, what they do is they will have maybe a special box that they can place. They can place some gemstones that will attract prosperity and raise vibration. Myself, I'll do affirmations and also usually put some items in there that I'm hoping to get, such as maybe new clothing or new furniture or even dog bones for my dog. And I can bring in Archangel Ariel's energy to also help manifest or bless me. Now, part of the things with our prayer and when we're asking, we should also live a life of gratitude. And, you know, it's always good to take some prayer time or quiet time, either in the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. And during this quiet time, it's very good to just send blessings to people that need, whether it's money or prayer or healing prayer as well. So it's very good to be spiritual that way and have your prayer time, but also part of asking God to bless us is to be in gratitude. So I usually take a moment every day. Most of the time it's when I'm ready to sleep. And I will be in gratitude for today it was rainy and now it suddenly became bright and sunny and beautiful. Or maybe if I was having difficulties at work and someone offered some help, I'll be in gratitude for that blessing that they bestowed upon me by offering their help. Now, the third part of manifestation happens to be that you see people through the eyes of love. And the human part of us, that is very difficult to do at times, especially when you watch a lot of comedies. And really, you know, what are a lot of comedies? Aren't they just putting people down? You know, it's sometimes I laugh because, you know, we talk about not bullying people, but, you know, sometimes the sitcom, I think, is where we're, you know, thinking it's fun to put people down and be disrespectful just for a laugh. And so, you know, part of the third item is just seeing people through the eyes of love and remembering that God loves them and remembering that, you know, don't be so hard on people. Don't be judgmental. That's a negative thing. And if you're trying to manifest a better life for yourself, being negative is just going to bring your vibration down, and you want to raise that vibration. So, you know, with our REL, it's like your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So that's one of the cards that is in the Doreen Virtue Archangel deck. The Archangel deck is actually a deck of 45 cards, and there are 15 archangels with three cards each. And with these archangels, many of you who are Catholic, you probably will recognize Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. The rest of the angels are from other religions, the Kabbalah, Hinduism, and also, like again, Catholicism. So it's a non-denominational deck. And again, it's my favorite deck because I certainly, with working with the archangels, I truly feel that they certainly helped raise my vibration so I could be a medium. Another card for Ariel is also Spread Your Wings. And the Spread Your Wings card is for those that happen to want to maybe venture out into something new, but they're a little hesitant. So what you can always do is call upon Archangel Ariel to help you get out there. And you can also ask the angels also to sometimes give you the knowledge you need to build your confidence, to give you confidence. And you can also always ask the angels to bring the right people into your life that can help you get to where you need to go. The third card with Ariel happens to be the Courage card. So when you need to have a little bit of courage in your life, that's exactly who to call upon, Ariel. I'm having trouble right now with my notes, but if anybody wants to call, 646-478-3589, and you can press the number 1, and you can ask me a question. If you don't press the number 1, you can just be a listener while you maybe do other things on the computer as well. So let me tell you a little bit more about me and the angels. When I first started doing psychic readings at holistic fairs, I started my, I guess you could say, professional reader career using the regular deck of cards and the Archangel cards. And people who would go to that holistic show, they were more familiar with tarot. And it was kind of hard to convince people that, you know, tarot is not the only tool that you can use to be psychic. And, you know, today I don't need to have cards to do readings, but that's the fun thing of a psychic reading, is you can sit down with someone, let them shuffle the cards, and let them interact with you. So that's why I enjoy doing psychic readings. I like to play cards. Many mediums just prefer being a medium, which is perfectly fine. You know, I do understand why they don't do that, and that's mainly because of taking away free will. But how I kind of get around it is I encourage the sitter to ask me questions. I communicate with your guides, and, you know, just in case you've been ignoring your guides, chase and help you along to get you back on your spiritual path. So it was really hard the first couple years explaining, you know, here I am, a lot of people believing in the Wiccan ways, which I certainly have no problem with. I have a lot of great friends who are Wiccan, and but it was kind of hard for me to be very Christian in the holistic fairs when many were not. And, you know, later, once I got to know everyone, that was more me, my humanness, that I felt out of place. That, you know, it wasn't the case. Everyone accepted me. So I had to get over that. And once I got over that, that's when I kind of realized, hey, I'm starting to be behind my sitters. So I did find a teacher, and that was Gloria Wyken at the Spirit Center in Effort. And through Gloria, always calling me the angel lady, I think eventually it sunk in that that's exactly who I am, no gimmick, and to actually be proud of that. And so here I am, still doing angels, and I'll tell you, you know, if there's one gift I can give you, it will be for you to trust in the angels and Jesus and God, whoever your God is, as much as I do. You know, it's been a long time that I've been doing public readings and using Doring Virtue's products. And, you know, from the first day I found them, I fell in love with the Archangel. You know, and what's great about them, they're not scary, but yet they give you a lot of insight into your life. So, again, You just never know where your life is going to turn. So tonight I'm going to also tell you a little bit about one of my favorite angels, Archangel Michael. But before I really go into that, I would like to explain all about the angels. So take notes, fine. If not, download the podcast later and you can write all of this down. But most of us out there have heard of the nine choirs of angels. So I'm going to list them from the highest to the lowest in vibration. There's the seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and guardian angels. The archangels are slightly higher vibration than our guardian angels. The archangels comprise of the overseers, or they are the overseers of humankind, and of the guardian angels. So basically, archangels are the boss of me and the boss of our guardian angels. Each archangel has a specialty representing an aspect of God. As a child, I was very close with my guardian angel. And, you know, in school, we learned that we had one. Now that I've lived many lifetimes, sometimes it feels like I've lived many lifetimes just in one. But because I've been here many years, I believe we can have more than one guardian angel. And, the more the merrier, I guess. All of us can communicate to our guardian angel because they have a lower vibration, which makes this easier. Now, you have to remember that this angels, our guardian angels, they're a gift from God. So, you know, why would God make it hard for us to talk to them? So when we're talking vibration, if you look at any object on this earth plane and in a like microscope, and if you record that and slow the recording down, you will see that whatever object that you're looking through has a vibration. And our aura, many people that are psychically attuned and their third eye is open, many can see aura and vibration around objects or people or both. So we have our normal everyday human vibration that if you never ever meditated or don't have a spirit ounce of spirituality in your body, don't fear, you can still communicate with your guardian angel because God made it that way. So, you know, if you don't think you can, you don't have to take a class on connecting with your guardian angel. All you have to do is just, if you're not feeling well, say, hey, can you make me feel a little better? I don't have a lot of energy. Can you give me a little bit more energy? Or my stomach is upset. Could you help calm my stomach down? Or, please, bring someone along my path or take me to a store where I can get something that can settle my stomach. So there's all different ways we can talk to our guardian angels so that we can get some help. And they also do a lot of guidance. I had a really great story about Archangel Michael that happened about a month ago. So I'll try to remember this a little bit later. But going back to our angels, basically angels are messengers from God. You may have heard about spirit guides or guides. They are all here to help us. There is a difference between angels and spirit guides. Angels have never walked the earth plane. Spirit guides or guides have lived one or many lifetimes on the earth plane. Now, spiritualists, which I strongly believe in what spiritualism is all about, it is a religion, and the largest community, spiritualist community, is up in Lilydale, New York, which I will be going to in August with a group of my friends. And with spiritualism, they teach that we have five main guides. And during my development as a medium, I developed personal relationship with each one of my guides. Learning the names of your guides or guardian angels is not exactly my job to do as a reader. So if you come and you ask me what is my guide's name, I will tell you that it's your job to form a relationship and learn that information yourself. However, the teacher and me will sit down with you. We'll do a quick meditation, and I will give you a quick example on how to connect with your guides and learn a little bit more about them. But, you know, it's a really great thing to know, especially if you are a medium, because when I do a gallery or I'm doing a reading, I can visualize a particular guide. I know what their name. They know their job because they help me on the other side to line up all of your loved ones who have come to chat with me. And I really, again, I never ever feel alone because I can always call them in to spend some time with me. But again, this is something that you can do, and if it comes up in a reading, I will certainly give you ways to connect. An angel reading or a mediumship reading is not really the place to go into detail with that, but I don't like leaving you hanging either. Now, another thing with when you go to reading, just mental note, if the person that you're paying wants to go into past lives, you know, possibly they may be just pulling at straws. And it's good, whether it's a psychic reading or a mediumship reading, to evaluate the information that's coming in. And it's also good, especially if you're getting a mediumship reading, try not to be critiquing the medium as information comes in, because there is such a thing as psychic amnesia. I had a woman that I knew wasn't happy with her reading because she couldn't validate the information. Now, earlier in the reading, she did validate everything that was brought in. So I knew I had a strong connection. I knew that the information, even though she wasn't taking, I knew it fit. And it turned out, a couple days later, she sent me this wonderful thank you that, and also a little apology, but everything that I had brought in that she couldn't take happened to fit, and it was, you know, spot on. So, you know, at the time, I believe she was thinking more that, you know, I was you know, not connecting with people that she knew. And it just turned out that the information I brought in definitely connected. It's just she had forgotten, and her son and her mother reminded her. So, again, you know, always at the end when the readings are over, always look at the information. You know, I had someone that they were supposedly bringing in information of the spirit of a sister, and the medium brought in 5 or 6 bits of information, and the sitter who was paying for the reading didn't take any of it. And the medium then goes, well, your sister is saying, and, you know, buyer beware. You know, if a medium hasn't even gotten one item correct, don't listen to what the person says your sister or loved one is saying. Even if she happens to get it right, look for the next information. If the next information she starts bringing in is correct, then definitely listen to it. So you have to, it's a really, real sticky wicket sometimes. So I encourage all of you anyway to kind of be like I was as a child. Just continue talking to your guides, talking to your angels. Even if you really don't know them personally, they're still there. One of the things that I like to do is just take some quiet meditative time. And what you can certainly do is find a nice comfortable place to sit, very quiet. If you have animals, sometimes it's best to let them leave the room so you can sit and have peace and quiet, because I know I like to have my dog around me all the time, but on the days that I need to meditate for a reading, a client that I'm going to, sometimes I get a little distracted because I'm in the middle of a meditation and all of a sudden I feel this big, wet, cold nose on my hand. So if your dog barks during meditation or is just pesting you because they want a little love and attention, and it's just not the right time, then maybe it's best for the times that you want complete silence and no interruption to put your pet in another room, or if you have a pen, crate them that way. So before you do start your meditation, you want to make an intention. So it may be that I'd like to talk with my guardian angel, and I would like to know my guardian angel's name. And, you know, you can just put a little music on and just listen to your breathing. And you may ask your guide or your guardian angel, which you can think of your guardian angel in your head or say out loud and ask your guardian angel to come close. And just pay attention to how you feel. Do you feel a little kind of whisper of a breeze or a whisper of a touch on your cheek or on your hair? Is your heart beating pretty fast? Do you feel a little coolness or a little warmth? Do you see anything? You know, do you see like a little fog? Do you see a little bit of a little, almost like air that, if you've ever looked at a roadway and it was very warm, for hot on a hot summer day, macadam, how it gives off heat with the clear air that just ripples like steam, but it's be like a fog. Well, you know, that could be your guardian angel. Also, a lot of people think that people who see spirit see with their physical eyes. Well, some of us do it both ways, but and not a whole lot see with our physical eyes. The second way, which most of us see, is in our mind's eye. You know, your imagination. How I can best describe what I'm talking about is if I told you to close your eyes and describe your mother. What color hair, what color eyes, how tall she is, or how much she weighed, or what type of clothing she wore. Did her voice sound like, if I asked you to close your eyes and describe your mother in that way, I'm sure most of you can come up with a picture of your mom in your mind. Well, when you call your guardian angel in, if there's a picture in your mind, more than likely, like without even sitting there long, suddenly you see something, that's your guardian angel. Now, maybe your guardian angel will even give you a color. So you'll know that maybe the color pink represents your guardian angel. So sometimes what they'll do is, if we're having a bad day or a rough patch in our life, if you have that little symbol that pink is your guardian angel, maybe on your worst day, see a big pink car go by, or someone that comes by your desk at work will be wearing pink socks. You know, that's subtle ways that spirit and angels try to speak with us. So, you know, again, if you're trying to know or learn what your guardian angel's name is and you don't hear any names during your meditation, don't give up, because you may find out during the day or in a couple days what the name is. You may hear it, or maybe you'll keep hearing a name like Josephine. And or if you're not hearing the name Josephine, maybe you'll meet someone named Josephine, and then you'll go take a walk and someone will be holding some flyers or a magazine, and on the magazine cover will be the name Josephine. Those are called repeated messages. So just, you know, again, things don't always happen exactly when we want them, but also be aware of repeated messages from spirit and from the angel. When I became a mom, I certainly still carried on the tradition of the guardian angel by gifting my son with beautiful little cherub that I put on his shelf in his bedroom, and I explained to him that his guardian angel, that little cherub, will always be with him, protecting him. And I never really had much of a problem. Most of the time he slept soundly, and I didn't have to worry about anything scaring him at night. However, as an adult, I certainly continued with his guardian angels. Whether he believes or not, I always put guardian angel protection around him, as well as Archangel Michael protection around him. Archangel Michael is the protector. And Archangel Michael can also help intercede for manifesting material or anything you need help. And also just there to give you a feeling that you're safe. And a couple weeks ago in May, not quite a month, I had done a couple shows, and I had a lot of money on me. And unfortunately, today a lot of people are not doing well economically, financially, and there's also a lot of people struggling with addictions, and of course sometimes you do desperate things, and I had a lot of money on me, and I didn't want to leave it in my car just in case someone broke into my car. And also, I didn't want to be carrying it, but I was stuck carrying it around. And it, you know, and it's not that I'm telling you all, like, oh, be in fear, because I'm not. That would be a low energy. How I avoid living in that fear is knowing that Archangel Michael and Jesus and God will always protect me and my guardian angels. So I believe my guides were just giving me the message of danger, because I was really feeling that I was going to be mugged. So I called my son. I was going to go into a grocery store, and I just wanted to see what he was up to, how he's doing, and if he wanted anything from the grocery store. So he told me some items, and when I got off the phone with my son, not only did I ask Archangel Michael to protect me because I had the money, but also I asked Archangel Michael to be with my son and watch over him and protect him. And I went home, went to sleep, and around midnight, my son came home. He's an adult, and he's like, "Mom, can you come downstairs?" And I'm like, "John, I'm really tired. I worked all weekend." And he's like, "No, Mom, you got to come downstairs." So, and here he was just standing in the kitchen with two bandages, one on the bridge of his nose and one under his eye. And he had a shiner. And I go, "What happened to you?" "Well, my son got mugged." And so immediately I put it out there on Facebook, so that if anyone, my son was able to get a punch in before he ran away to the nearest store that was open for some help. But there were two gentlemen, or if you want to call them gentlemen, thugs, I guess. And here, social media, that if anyone looks like they were in a fight, to contact the local police. And when I was finished, I also put it out there asking Archangel Chamuel to help the police find whoever did this. Because my big fear was that they could attack anyone, even the elderly. For me, I was thankful my son was, you know, even though he was hurt, that they didn't get his money, and he was standing here talking to me. So in a couple days, the police talked to my son, and Chamuel came through. Here, they know who the people are, and my son had a little bit of alcohol in him, and he also also was hit on the head. So his story may have been a little bit off, but the police know that he was hit from behind with brass knuckles, and the person went to hit him again, and my son clocked them as well. And the second person, my son had said he ran away because he knew two against one he'd be hurting, so that's why he ran. However, the second person was actually holding a loaded gun. So I guess it's a good thing my son didn't remember all the details, but I was certainly thankful that Archangel Michael came through, because my son could have been paralyzed or, again, in spirit. So, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for in that story. But, again, you know, so many wonderful things. My son a couple times had deer run out and hit my car, and my car hardly even got scratched, again, because I send Archangel Michael works really hard for me. And a lot of people wonder, well, you know, if he's helping you, how can he help me? But that's the beauty of spirit, and again, that's the miracle of God. So, you know, we just, number one, have to have faith. With, you know, with our prayer that, you know, lately I've had other things happening to me that other people have validated. Tell you the story of my nearly getting hit by a head-on by a drunk driver. And I'll save that one for another show. But, you know, again, if anyone had any questions or story to share with me, you certainly may call in. If not, if you happen to come up with a question, maybe you listen to this broadcast later, the podcast, and you download it and you have some questions. You certainly can ask me during the next show, or you can even email me, or you can also text message me on Facebook. Now, the number to call in right now to the show is 646-478-3589. If you want to check out my Readings by Roseanne page on Facebook, that's certainly, you're more than welcome to check it out. Of course, like my page. I love when I get new likes. And it just tells me there's more people that are interested in where I'm going to be and what I'm doing. But if you have a question, you can message me and ask me the question. Or if you want to even share your own angel story with me, that would be fine. We're always open to that. And at any time, you can call in and, you know, ask a question or just share your story with me and the rest of the people who are listening. So we're getting down to the last 5 minutes. And, you know, I'm so grateful that my dog has been extremely quiet. Again, I do want to wish all the dads a happy Father's Day. Stepdads and dads who are adoptive dads. you know, you're all the same. You're all wonderful, loving men that certainly have my respect for taking on your responsibility. And next time we'll be learning about another angel. Tonight again it was Ariel and Michael. Probably next time do a little Raphael and a little bit of healing. We may even do a little teeny tiny meditation that you can use to help ask Spirit and Raphael to give you healing energy. But the one thing that definitely I want all of you to know is that you are never alone. You always have your guardian angel to talk to, the archangels to call to, and as we do this show, you'll learn more and more about that and how to just have a conversation. And also we have our loved ones in spirit that, you know, they may be a little different than they were here. You know, we don't have to hold on to any dim body or anyone being in pain, because now your loved one, that they have gone back to our Creator or to God, their soul is perfectly healthy and they're no longer in pain, and they're just a kind of a shout away or a thought away when we just need a little bit of extra help. And I'm so glad that I've experienced enough mediumship reading that there's no doubt in my mind that life continues, and you know, we are called back to whatever God is in your mind, whatever the definition of God is in your mind. And I just want to thank all of you for calling, or I should say listening in, anyone who is going to download the podcast, and I hope to hear from you next time. We will be doing this show second Wednesday of the month. So I'll do another show in July. And in a few months, there will be other special hosts joining the Medium's View. I know one is going to be with Indigo and Crystal Children. Another is going to be signs from Spirit, from your loved ones. Another is going to be meditation. And, of course, we have Gloria with her Beyond the Veil. And, of course, the Medium's View. And Christmas time will be a special two-hour Medium's View. All of the group will get together, and we will be doing spirit messages. So you can have messages from your loved ones, and that's during Christmas. So you may want to get on the Medium's View website to find out all about our mediums and what we're up to, what our shows are. So with this, I'm going to sign off. And please, if you didn't get anything out of this whole program, I hope you just remember that you are not alone. See you next month.